Hi everyone, Sanemain here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Kenneth, and here's what he very briefly has to say. Hello Sanemain, I'm sure you've seen the hoopla associated with Afghanistan falling to the Taliban. Can you please discuss what's going to happen to women there now that their gender studies degree program created in 2015 will be cancelled, and they will be shoved into burqas? Thanks. Well Kenneth, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. If you see the picture of the woman in the thumbnail, you need to understand that women are not allowed to wear high heels, and they can't even show their faces and hands in clothing that accentuates their body curves in Afghanistan now. The only male attention a woman in that country can now get is from her own husband. The idea is to make women thirsty both sexually and for attention. In the West, women are busy creating a massive male underclass of incels that are thirsty for the sex and attention of women. Neither system works in the long term for a happy, healthy society, that I'm not advocating for either. I want a third way. But right now everyone is worried that communists and Muslims will work together to tear down the West, and they are. But if or when that happens, the feminists and libtards need to fear an Islam-incel alliance in the West. Muslims will say to incels, "We will give you a bride of your own, and all you have to do is convert to our faith and fight with us against the godless communists that are making you eat bugs and freaky feminists and LGBTQ folk that are trying to turn women into tatted up land whales." As I was following this story, it seemed to me as if there were centrists and those on the right that were almost taking the side of the Taliban. How crazy is that? This shows me that it's a very real possibility that disenfranchised men in the West will one day be seduced by Islam as it grows here. As Afghanistan was falling to the Taliban, you know that the left has gone too far when centrists in the West have more in common culturally with the Taliban than they do with wokester neo-Marxists that are taking over. I never thought I'd see the day when the most rational Americans that are against the leftist governments sound like they're beginning to side with patriarchal terrorists. Is it any wonder that people in Afghanistan surrendered so quickly when the best the Americans could offer them was gender studies degrees? Satan Claus over at the World Economic Forum needs to be more worried about the Islam Incel Alliance than the Great Reset. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Rub Done Right. Season your meat with an award-winning original rub and black garlic steak seasoning. When you're done beating your meat and rubbing one out, get Rub Done Right. The flavor is amazing and it's healthier for you than white garlic. Also get a 15% discount if you use the promo code Sanemain on their website. Remember, meat is murder. A tasty, delicious, well-seasoned murder. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the "you will be locked in your house unless you wear a burqa" clown world show. Just to make it clear, I don't condone what the Taliban has done in Afghanistan society. But I understand why they've done it, because they're trying to hold on to a traditional medieval way of life. The printing press, television, radio, and smartphones threaten that way of life, because ideas spread like a virus. They should know, because their own ideology does the same, so they don't want any other competing ideas out there. They're just as bad as the leftists in the West trying to censor everything. But instead of making men second-class citizens, they're turning women into second-class citizens instead. 20 years ago, no one in the West would have taken the Taliban side, but I feel that as Western societies wage war on men, the men in the West see that war that the Taliban is waging against women in the East and winning, and they think to themselves, that might be a better alternative than what we have right now, with crashing birth rates, men dying as virgins, and the Me Too movements. 45 years ago, when that helicopter was picking people up in Saigon, Americans were shocked to see it. As the American embassy in Kabul is being airlifted in a similar fashion, with a similar helicopter, many Americans were making fun of it, showing me that national pride is now a joke. The women in Afghanistan are now expected to be sluts in the sheets while wearing the burqas in the streets. They can't go to school, and I'm sure that there are members of the Taliban that believe that they're liberating women from themselves. Many of you observe that the more educated a woman is, the harder she is to get along with. By that logic, can you not see why the Taliban have gone to such extremes? They've also banned all women from working, and men are the sole breadwinners. So in theory, the cost of labor in the country would actually go up, because it wasn't until the 1960s and 70s in the West that women went to work en masse, and that diluted the value of men's labor. In theory, it's a good idea to not give women jobs, so that men's wages go up, but it won't work unless other countries do the same thing, otherwise multinational corporations will just go to where the labor is the cheapest. back in the day in the West, we had legislation and restrictions on which countries corporations could do business in order to protect labor. Today, all bets are off. The part I don't like about all this is that widows are made to suffer under a regime where women don't work. They can be left with zero income. The Taliban also bans the internet and blows up cell towers. They will restrict who can actually own a smartphone. So I'm sure that the first thing they're going to do is go around and get rid of everyone's dopamine attention machine. Of course, many of the Taliban will still have their phones and will be watching porn with Western women in the videos. Videos that they'll probably share with their other guys. I'm reading online that the militants are targeting women that are using smartphones first and seem to be leaving the men alone. If boys listen to music, their memory cards are being smashed. The place sounds like it would be a Unabomber's paradise. They've effectively banned music as well. Women are no longer able to post pictures online and get attention that way, or get attention from men when they leave their house in full burqas right now. This prevents women from riding the cock carousel and acting out on their hypergamy. They aren't even allowed to speak while in public to anyone. I can only imagine the crash and burn of dopamine that they'll feel now because of this. The birth rates will probably start creeping up in the country as well, because women will make more babies to keep them busy during the day, because they won't be able to work. When the Americans invaded, the birth rate was 7.5 kids per woman. They got it down to 4.25 in 20 years. They cut it in half. Now it's probably going back up. As we all know, demographics are destiny, and that probably means more kids to feed into the meat grinder for when China or some other country tries to invade them. Back in July, as the Taliban was trying to take over the country, there were armed women ready to fight for their rights. But they ended up folding like a cheap suitcase. Instead of fighting, they should have packed a suitcase if they were smart enough and left town a long time ago. Now no one will actually ever be able to see their faces again, unless it's their husband giving it to them missionary styles. People wonder why the country fell to the Taliban in only a few weeks or months, and why the Taliban won almost without firing a single shot. It's because the countryside was already living the Taliban lifestyle. Only the people in cities living a liberal lifestyle were left to conquer, and they're the ones that are now going to see a major change in their way of life. This gives me hope for America, because it shows me if there's ever a civil war, the people from the countryside will evade the cities, and most people would be passive and do what they're told and surrender quickly. Let's see how far people are willing to go to defend their way of life. The liberal Afghanis were fighting a relentless enemy. They would never give up. They figured it's better to submit than live under perpetual warfare. They had the Americans there and other countries' soldiers there to keep the Taliban at bay. And when they had to fight themselves, I guess the fear of certain death in a war that would last forever got to them. The Taliban was saying to them, "You have all the watches, we have all the time." Meaning that for the Taliban, their war is on an infinite timeline. But for people addicted to their smartphones and consumer culture, we are on the timeline of instant gratification. They have a sense of playing a small part in the history of their people. People with the Western mentality only look forward a few decades ahead at best. There's a video I put in the description with Mike Cernovich where he talks about this. It could also be that even some of the liberal Afghanis were pissed off at things like feminism, short hair for women, piercings, and tattoos. I don't think so, because most women are still, for the most part, covered up in Afghanistan. That was before the Taliban. People have also said that the Taliban has waged war against women. In the West, feminists have waged economic and cultural war on men for decades. So how hard would it be to eventually recruit disgruntled incels that have been beaten down for a generation if the same thing happened here? Especially if half the men out there in 20 or 30 years are incels. Klaus Schwab, or Satan Claus, whatever you want to call him, believes in the future that most people will live in smart cities, while the people that don't want to live in those utopias will have to live in the countryside like nomads. But what's more likely is the outsiders would enter the smart cities and free the people in them, the way the Taliban believes it's liberating all the liberals living in Kabul, a city built up by the globalists for the last 20 years. You may have James Bond's supervillain plans, but a bunch of guys on camels and AK-47s have different plans. But for America, the goal was never to win, but to sell defense contracts and use up all the old ordnance that was stored in Hawthorne, Nevada. They needed a place to keep their military sharp and test their weapons in a sandbox of sorts. I'm sure in another 5 years they're going to find another country to liberate and use for target practice. As for the Taliban, they blew up the cell towers to make smartphones useless. They take all of women's attention and ability to earn a living away, and they don't even provide them psychiatric medication to help them deal with all the loneliness. This is when women are forced to breed like rabbits so they have a social life. How can anyone stop this once it starts? By banning all electronics and porn, they make men so horny that they're willing to help those women make those babies. They even ban the arts and even soccer. Sports are a way for men to get their aggression out in a harmless way, instead of fighting with one another. There are tons of small clans in the country that control tiny pieces of territory. If many people don't have an out for their aggression, then they'll most likely be constantly fighting one another. Without bread and circuses, you have perpetual warfare. The only way to defeat the Taliban is with robots. If the Taliban want a war that'll last forever, then give them one where they end up being the only casualties in it, while your soldiers are safely tucked away in a bunker, controlling those robots remotely. The thing is, there's no way to unify Afghanistan any other way than through violence. I hope the people that didn't get out of the country figure out ways to make things like mesh networks, so they can transfer files and information between one another, or trade porn on their phones with each other, so they don't have 8 children like they did 20 years ago. Also share music as well, because no one can hear it in the bathroom when you turn on the fan and put on your headphones. You just password protect your device if you're a man to make sure your wife or kids doesn't get their hands on it. Most of the Taliban have phones, and there are many videos of them being used. The moral corruption is there, and it's not just on the surface, and it doesn't have the same effect. They are also watching porn and being corrupted by Western culture, just not as much as we are in the West. It's like they have some digital freedom contrasted with the real-world repression that they dish out to everyone else. Even the Taliban are addicted to the dopamine rush that they get from their phones. But in the West, we're facing both real-world repression as well as a digital one, with COVID restricting our physical freedoms and online censorship destroying our ability to communicate new ideas. We're allowed to watch television and listen to music, so long as we consume the state-sanctioned content. Our gynocentric governments control and censor us too, but they just trick us into feeling free when we really aren't. I mentioned before that you can watch certain types of porn to reprogram your sexual desires so you aren't turned on by the types of women that you run into in real life. It's a really great life hack. But in Afghanistan or the Taliban, you don't even have to bother with the trouble of doing that, because the women would all look like dark blocks. I guess that really helps men deal with temptation. If I were the Taliban, I would give the phones only to men. That would mean the sexual thirst in men would be under control, while women wouldn't be getting enough, and life inside the average Afghani family would be like an episode of Married with Children, where the woman was constantly in heat trying to sleep with the husband, but the husband would just satisfy himself, fapping off on his password-protected phone in the bathroom. Obviously, Afghanistan has now gone too far, but Saudi Arabia has given women rights, the right to vote, and eventually they'll try and vote that place into bankruptcy. I guess the ideal traditional state would be somewhere between Saudi Arabia and Afghanistan. But no one should live the way that the Taliban do, stuck in a medieval way of life. All books have to be approved by them, no television, radio, and mobile phone towers are destroyed, so people can't communicate with one another. Everyone forced to go to the mosque. It's like they want everyone living in a time before the printing press 500 years ago. But of course they have modern tech like cars and Kalashnikovs, which are perfectly okay it seems. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Kenneth for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that every man in Kabul will be smashing his wife out of boredom after getting porn withdrawal blue balls. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women dressed up like the monolith from 2001, A Space Odyssey away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.